Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Well, it is quite impressive that the economy grew at north of 3% yet again last quarter, despite the fact that we had multiple hurricanes causing lots and lots of damage. In fact, a lot of the prognosticators said, looks like GDP growth is going to fall back to 2%, but nope. This economy is on a roll. The stock market's on a roll. Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is the Ray Lucia Show. I know a lot of people are concerned, especially about the geopolitics that are happening. You got North Korea doing their drills right now. It is a little bit frightening, but the markets are tending to ignore the obvious, which is we are in a very, very volatile geopolitical situation. Nonetheless, it's hard to argue with back-to-back quarters now 3% GDP or 3% plus GDP. Now, as I've mentioned to our TV viewers just a few minutes ago and ongoing for a while, you must grow this economy at north of 3% or this tax bill is going to just destroy the budget big time. And we all would like to have tax relief, rich, poor, middle class, everybody. And I think they're more or less shooting for that. Now, the problem is the special interests get involved. The people in the real estate business don't like what might happen to mortgage rates. I think they just solved the state income tax problem for probably the middle class. I doubt that they're going to solve it for the very, very rich. But again, that's just me prognosticating here, which I hate to do. But it is true that the budget, I mean, this tax bill is $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion. That's with a T. That's a lot of dinero. Now, it can be paid for when you use this dynamic scoring with economic growth. The question is, will it deliver the growth that they say? And I'm hopeful that it will, because what we really need in this economy is the middle class to start growing again. We really do, because you can take all the riches' money. You don't really solve the problem. You need the middle class paying more in taxes, but not more in tax rate. The reason they would pay more in taxes is because they got a raise, something they haven't had in decades. So I anxiously await this tax bill. Of course, there's going to be vitriol and fighting all over the place over it, because it doesn't matter what the Republicans come out with. I'm sure Chuck Schumer is going to say, and Nancy Pelosi, it's a giveaway to the rich. I don't know. I don't know about Chuck, but I know Nancy's got way more cash than I do and you and probably 99% of Americans. She is part of the rich class. How she got there, you know, you can do your own research. Nonetheless, we do have a lot of economic data coming out. One of the things, though, I found really, really interesting as this tech recovery keeps growing and growing. It's just incredible. I read this. Jeff Bezos, he's Amazon, as you know, his chief executive, blew past Bill Gates Friday, that's last Friday, to snatch the number one post on the rich list, at least on paper, according to CNBC. Based on his 17.3% stake in Amazon alone, Bezos added $10.5 billion to his treasure chest by midday. The cable network reported to put his wealth at a staggering $94 billion. And according to very well-read individuals such as Mark Cuban and others, Amazon will be the first company to be worth $1 trillion. So Bezos's net worth is going to go up from there. It's just really amazing to me. Now, this is not good news for brick-and-mortar retailers. There's no question about that, as we hear about the problems that Macy's is having and several other retailers. Nonetheless, it's very good news for those that do the online shopping, because more and more of us are doing that. As I've mentioned many times, a week doesn't go by where there's not multiple packages sitting on my front step. And now they're talking about ways to open your door and deliver those packages inside your house. I don't think I like that one. Big show planned for today. Lynn Rowe will be joining us in just a little bit. Americans are worried about long-term care, but have no plan to pay for it. I want to ask Lynn how she plans on helping you pay for it. Also, this is something I can discuss with Lynn. She is a certified financial planner. The majority of Americans, this by Marilyn Sater, majority of Americans prefer lifetime income to the lump sum when you get a pension from your company, a defined benefit pension. They give you the choice, in many instances, of taking a lump sum of, say, $500,000. Wouldn't that be nice? Or we'll give you $2,700 a month. Most people want the guaranteed payment. I'm not so sure that I would, but we'll debate that and have a conversation about it. But I start today with this. One area of increased retirement planning concerns. Extraordinary increase in housing debt between 1989 and 2013. Got a bunch of debt going into retirement? That is a concern. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program helping you out here live on your radio and television nationwide and coast to coast. John Sullivan wrote, it's hard to call retirement outcomes successful if retirees don't have a home. And if they don't own that home outright, it could be very, very treacherous for them in retirement. He goes on, American households are entering retirement owing far more money on their homes than previous generations and need to be wary of the consequences, like the inability to meet mortgage payments. He also says this, according to a white paper from Prudential Financial, the added housing debt could create problems down the road for retirees, including the forced sale of their home when the first spouse dies. I wonder if anybody's really pondered that. We don't think about death in retirement, yet on a daily basis, there's somebody that we know that dies in their 60s or 70s, leaving a widow or a widower. And while we may not think about it or talk about it, we should. You need to think about the financial implications of that happening, because in many instances, we have two social securities, right? If a husband and wife both worked and got their numbers of quarters required or 35 years of substantial earnings, they get a fairly high, on a relatively speaking basis, social security benefit. You know, the high earners could get somewhere in the $30,000+ range per year at age 66, normal retirement date or beginning date, and north of $40,000 if they wait to 70. Well, if there are two spouses in the mix, let's say they're both getting $30,000 per year, or one or the other has a pension without a 100% survivor benefit, and one of them dies, then that causes tremendous financial concerns for the one that survived, doesn't it? So Prudential covered this in this white paper, The Implications of Carrying Higher Housing Debt into Retirement. For those ages 65 to 74, the median home value increased 76%, while housing debt increased 393%. Now, a lot of that has to do with the cheap money that's out there, but I want everybody to be thinking about this. Hopefully, you're not retired yet, and you can do something about it. Clearly, you want to get rid of all the non-deductible interest rate and high interest rate debt first. I get the fact that if you refinanced and pulled money out at 3.5%, that's pretty cheap money. And if you did something productive with that money, like put it in your retirement accounts that earned 16 or 18% a year the last 5 years, then you're a genius. But most people haven't done that. So I want you to be thinking about how you can retire the housing debt and do not eliminate the reverse mortgage to pay off the home in retirement from that category of things that you might be able to do. Because debt is an insidious thing. Debt at retirement can really mess you up, in particular if there's a husband and a wife and you're relying on both of your assets and both of your pension incomes and Social Securities. We will be back. Stick around.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living Living Advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Lucia Show. Now, if you own a company, a sales organization, you're a manager, you want to stick around. We've got a special business spotlight coming up in a little bit. Jason Siefkin, the CEO and founder of SOS Sales Help, will be joining us live. I have had the pleasure of running sales organizations in the past. It's a tough job. It's a really, really tough job. And the whole industry is changing. This old foot-in-the-door salesmanship stuff, that never worked really, and it certainly doesn't work today. We're going to find out about modern sales assistance here. SOS Sales Help is on the way. That's coming up in just a bit. Also, Lynn Rowe waiting in the wings as I start with yet another study, and it seems like we get one of these on an almost monthly basis. This one from TIAA, most Americans will tell you they prefer a monthly income of $2,700 a month for life rather than a $500,000 lump sum retirement payment. I wonder where you are on that. I'm not so sure that I agree with this. I mean, I may agree with the pension versus the lump sum, because many people will blow the lump sum or not invest it appropriately or not have a strategy. But just anecdotally, from people that I know, that I've done my own surveys with or that I've talked to in the past, I mean, 500 grand, you look at that and your mouth starts to water, you're getting all anxious. You can think of all these cool things you want to buy, because we are short-term minded. But I'm glad that this is the case, because so many people are not very good at investing their money. And while it may sound like not that much in return for a $500,000 payment, what is $2,700 a month? That's like $32,000, $33,000 per year. That's what, over 6% of the 500 grand. Now, one could argue, well, if I could make 6% or 7% on my money, then I'd have that $500,000 left over for my heirs. That is true. The question is, can you do that on a consistent basis? Here's what the study says. The study, by the way, was called TIAA's 2017 Lifetime Income Survey. 62% of Americans said they'd opt for that lifelong monthly check. Only 32% of those surveyed said their retirement plan offers such an option. Ah, and there's part of the rub. One of the things that we have learned in retirement planning over the years is it is important to secure a guaranteed lifetime income stream to cover what we call the essential expenses in retirement. And annuities clearly do that. Now, will they make you the richest person in the graveyard someday? Probably not. Probably not. However, studies have shown, clearly indicated, that by partial annuitization, partial, not complete annuitization. Like, here's $500,000. Now, why don't you give me $300,000 of it, and I'll do my thing, and I'll take $200,000 or half of it or whatever, and I'll annuitize that to cover my essential expenses, to cover my longevity risks. And clearly, if there's a husband and a wife in the mix, the conversation becomes a little bit more complicated because you need joint protection in that regard. And then the balance of the money for those non-essential expenses, I can, because they're discretionary, I don't have to take a vacation. I could cut back on my spending. So for the discretionary expenses, I could have a whale of a vacation or a couple of three of them if I so choose in up years like we've had the last five. But in those down years, yeah, maybe I go to the beach with the family. I drive there, fight the parking, and, you know, maybe do a bonfire at night and then sleep in my own bed. Someone that knows a lot about this stuff is sitting to my right. Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. What did I get wrong there, Lynn?
You know, Ray, it sounds so familiar. It sounds like the strategy that we used for our clients for years that you so brilliantly created for us that said you need to have some short-term money, mid-term money, and long-term money. But apart from that, you need to know that you know that you know that you've got an income for life. But it doesn't need to take everything that you own and lock it up into that annuity. And that's where the flexibility for these other expenses comes in. Flexibility for the years when, God forbid, you need to help the kids, or you have that you know, unexpected health issue, or you just want to take everybody on a vacation because you can get the family together and it's a wonderful thing.
We've done the math on it, and obviously if you have longevity, if you make it into your 90s, or
yes,
if you do some kind of a joint annuitization, if one or the other makes it into their 90s, it's a reasonable return. But I don't want to talk so much about rate of return as I do want to talk about the emotional aspects, because
peace
in retirement,
of mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And most people in retirement, when they're managing their own money, and you and I have both met many that were managing their own money, that did a very, very good job of it, but they were always fidgeting and nervous and didn't want to take a vacation, didn't want to spend money. What's the use of saving all of your life and then still fearing running out of it before you die?
Exactly. You need to know that you know that you know. Like I was saying earlier, you need the peace of mind. You need to know that you got an income. Every 15th of the month, the first of the month, there's going to be that X check in that mailbox or in that bank account. And then from there, you have the flexibility to flex with it. But, you know, when you start to do everything yourself, right, it kind of reminds me of the guy that takes out his own appendix. We've seen that commercial here recently. And so from that standpoint, you want to get a little bit of sensibility built into the thing, objectivity, so to speak, because you're so close to those trees that sometimes it's very hard to see the whole forest.
I got in the mail something that you might be interested in, since you're still in the business and I'm not. And I won't out the company, but they're talking about something that you and I have discussed, and I've certainly discussed many times in this program. In fact, last week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics has now told us that the average annual household expenditures from 55 to 64 are $57,367 on average. From 65 to 74, they drop down to $49,905, and from 75 plus, they're $37,747.
You know, you and I have been around and around about this one, because you've got the health issues that you don't have today, you've got expenditures because of that you don't have today, and then there's the wild card, which is the kids, both out of work, looking for help.
Hold that thought, because what's interesting here in this study is they're now designing products that sort of match up with that declining spending. But I also have to get to this whole issue that you just brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Another report, Americans are worried about long-term care but have no plan to pay for it. I think that's what you were...
About 7% of the U.S. population have a plan. That's sad.
Okay, well, maybe we can make it 8%.
Please.
Or 9 by the time your segment is over. Stick around. It's the Ray Lucia Show with Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner, 844-RAY Show. Emails, raylucia.com.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty Health Share.
Ow, ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Speaking with Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner, about retirement, so critically important that you get this right. And it, by the way, helps a lot if you can get it right before you retire rather than have to stress over the stuff after you retire. And Lynn, I was talking about how income needs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, decline. And they decline quite substantially, from 55 to 64 at almost 57.5, say, to almost 38,075 plus. That's a significant decline. You were very quick to interrupt me and say, "Oh, but." So
that's what I do best.
You do that very, very well. So obviously, you were talking about health care. And the fact that so many people are worried about long-term care, such that Genworth, you know those guys, they've published new research on American consumers' ignorance about long-term care costs and financing options.
A lot of that ignorance going around.
Being able to pay for care, they say, is adults' greatest concern when it comes to aging. But just one-fifth of the participants in a recent survey the company sponsored told pollsters that they had taken steps to prepare for long-term care. That's one-fifth. And, of course, when you're asked that question in a poll, sometimes you lie, because I have not found that one out of every five people that I ask have taken care of long-term care.
There is an ostrich syndrome about this that is just going to be a nightmare for many, many people. Ray, 7% of this population is estimated to have long-term care plans in place, and yet 70% of the people in skilled facilities today are on public assistance. That disparity is coming out of all of our pockets.
Now you're surmising from that that the people that are on public assistance got there because they blew through all their money?
Blew through all their money, or they didn't think it they were going to live that long, didn't think it was going to cost that much, there was a miscalculation in the equation along the way, or there was no calculation at all.
All right, so here's the problem. Nobody wants to pay for this stuff.
No, they want it free.
So, but they're not going to get it free.
Nope.
It's not in Obamacare. It's not going to be in Trump care. It ain't going to happen, folks. And Medicare is not going to pay for it.
Nope.
That's another misconception.
That's correct. The only thing that will be covered is if you are in skilled care. And then if you're not a private pay when you go into the skilled care and you happen to need the skilled care, they don't have to take you if you're on public assistance at that point. They can say, no, we've got our public assistance quota beds filled. You'll have to go somewhere else. And you search throughout the state to find one.
And you may have to actually move. But even then, I don't think the facilities are geared up for this baby boom population. I see these memory care centers popping up all over the place, and like that, they're full.
And they're private pay. Those are corporations, Ray, that are wanting to make some money like every other corporation. There's nothing wrong with that. So they want to make a profit, and they can't do that if they are taking in nothing but public assistance patients.
Okay, so on the public assistance side, Medicare pays, you have to be bankrupt?
You have to be, first of all, Medicare and Medicaid different. Medicare, if you are in the hospital for 3 consecutive days, have to be admitted, can't be under observation. Admitted, that's a big deal. On the 4th day, you're released. Within 30 days, you go into a skilled facility, not assisted living, not home, okay? If you go into that skilled facility, then Medicare pays the first 20 days at 100%, if you're improving. If you stabilize, not. And after the 20 days, assuming you're still improving, then your Medicare will pay all but about $150 a day, and then your MedSup will pick up the difference. But again, who improves for 30 days? Nobody.
What if you're in the hospital for 5 days instead of 3 or 10 days?
More is better in okay. terms of getting qualified. But if you're in there 2 days and you're released,
you don't get it. And then there's an income thing, if you or an asset thing. If
now
you
that's
have,
Medicaid.
Okay, so talk about that real quick.
Medicaid is going to cover you if you go into skilled care, and you go in as a private pay, and you're there and you run out of funds. Then they have to keep you. That's the law. On the other hand, if you go in as a private pay who is already on public assistance, has no resources, they can say, sorry, quota's filled, look elsewhere.
Okay, let's talk very briefly.
Again, no assisted, no home care.
No home care.
No.
70% of the claims are home care, are they not?
70% of the claims are home care, which means that, you know.
Okay, we've got to come up with a solution for folks. So what is the solution?
There's so many solutions if people will just listen and not overthink. When people overthink it, here's what happens is they'll look at 65 alternatives, their eyes will cross, they'll talk to too many people, and then they'll just talk themselves out of it. I'll think about it next year, I'll think about it next week, I'll think about it, and they don't. Life gets in the way and they shelve it, and the hardest part about any decision is just making it.
Well, this is where the life insurance solutions have looked better to me for individuals, because at least from that standpoint, you put your money into, if I understand it correctly, you put your money into a life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. It could be a number of different types. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a joint life for a husband and a wife. Mm-hmm. And the death benefit that's guaranteed, and you know you're going to die someday,
right.
The death benefit gets accelerated.
Right.
And you get to spend the death benefit money before you die on
correct.
Stuff like long-term care.
It's exactly correct. And Ray, that's a great tool. There are other tools where if somebody is much older, they waited way too long, but they know that, you know, I'm living with the kids, but I really don't want them staying home from work to take care of me. There are home care plans, you know, that we can get them qualified for pretty easily. I mean, there's just so many solutions. We just need to sit down and say, okay, what are the resources? How's your health? Let's look at the best alternatives.
Here are the stats, just for people's edification. 2 out of 3 poll participants said they expected government programs to partially or fully cover the costs of their long-term care services. That's a pipe dream. About 45% of survey participants either confused Medicare with Medicaid, just like I did, or admitted they did not know the difference. In addition, about 40% of the consumers lowballed the hourly rate for professional care in home.
Yeah.
They think you can hire somebody for $7.50 or $10 an hour.
Not
it's at least double that or more, depending on where you live.
Unless you want problems with somebody who falls in the kitchen.
And a lot of them basically said, we'll just let the kids take care of it.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't tell you how those things are very frustrating to hear, because there are so many good solutions. Most people can afford them. They just get like deer in the headlights. I had talked to a gentleman here recently who said, you know, we're going to set aside some money and you know, self-insure. And I said, I'm scratching my head saying, well, okay, if you could take that same money and set that same money aside and self-insure for that portion. And, oh, by the way, when you set it aside, you kind of loan it to the insurance company, who says, well, if you need care, we'll ante up another $3 or $4 on top of yours. Or if you die, we'll give it back to your family plus. I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
I just want to make sure people are clear on that. You're saying that, okay, I've got this sinking fund of $70,000, to pick a number.
Yep.
And I've got that in the bank to cover long-term care, because in my area it costs about, you know, $5,000-$6,000 a month.
Yep.
$70,000 will hopefully cover it, because I hope to die within, you know, a year of being admitted, which doesn't usually happen.
No, but
what
yeah.
you're saying is take that $70,000, put it in a different pocket. It still earns some interest, not that much, but you're not earning that much to begin
the
with.
Interest is.
And instead of having $70,000 tax-free to pay for care, you have $270,000 or whatever the number may be, That is truly a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer, and I am puzzled. And not only that, but you can actually set up a plan this lifetime. If you have some serious longevity in your family, right, and you've got some maybe Alzheimer's back there and maybe some other issues health-wise back there that could cost you in terms of time, you can get a lifetime benefit with one of those.
Well, I want to change mine to a lifetime benefit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I think what do I have? I don't remember now. Is mine life?
No.
It's not. No. I want to change mine because I saw that movie Weekend at Bernie's the other day.
Yeah.
I watched it, you know, on TV.
And
they could just prop me up and I can wait for a cure.
I'm still waiting for the cure.
Lynn Rowe, she can help you. She can cure your situation by simply calling her at, go ahead,
877-270-3127.
Or go to her website at
iwantmyltc.net.
See, sometimes I forget, but I know that you won't. iwantmyltc.net. Lynn Rowe, she is the best in the biz when it comes to this. Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much, and now you can relax a little bit. I could sense that you were a little frustrated there. You're frustrated with all those folks out there that are procrastinating.
I'm happy to help. I'm here to help.
And she will do that. I want my LTC.net, a business spotlight is coming up. Stick around.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show. It is time for a business spotlight featuring none other than Jason Siefkin. He's the CEO and founder of SOS Sales Help. I know there are a lot of organizations that need help when it comes to sales. Jason, thank you for joining us on the Ray Lucia Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good morning, and thanks for having me, Ray.
All right, I got to ask you a couple questions. I've been through the personal selling skill, is it the Xerox program and transactional analysis, and I've run sales organizations. And I don't know if you sense the frustration in Ms. Rowe when she was just on, if you happen to hear that segment, but it's really, really tough out there. How can your company help people such as Lynn and others trying to make their mark?
Yeah, great, great question, Ray. And certainly, you know, as we know, that people gather information and make decisions and choose partnerships in a variety of different ways these days, from both as consumers as well as businesses. So our organization has been in business for 9.5 years and helping small to medium-sized businesses do just exactly that, help reach out and create new opportunities, create new partnerships, and get an opportunity for either themselves or their sales team to have an opportunity to really, truly understand the features and benefits of how they can help make an impact.
You know, back in the day for me when my kids were little and I used to go around banging on doors to try to get to build my brand until I could come up with enough money to advertise and all that stuff. How do people get started? It just seems so hard today.
Yeah, and another great question. You know, one of the things that we really specialize is working with a lot of companies that have never outsourced before. They might be a brand new startup company, and they're trying to build a brand. They're trying to build a name for themselves where, you know, they don't have the big Pepsi budgets or the Walt Disney budget. So, you know, that's really the key, and it really comes through, you know, the number of, in our situation, being a business-to-business telephone company, we call it through our activity and the dials that we make. But it's not just the dials and the activity. It's also included about, you know, what takes place, what those interactions look like. And it's so important these days to have a positive first impression because, again, people are receiving a variety of information in a variety of ways. And, you know, really having someone that can best represent your company right off the gate, the first impression, you just can't get those back. So it's very important.
My special guest is Jeff Siefkin. He's the CEO and founder of SOS Sales Help. Now, what you do is you have a phone bank, is that correct, Jeff? And you actually do lead generation for individuals?
Yeah, Ray, thanks for, we are definitely a business-to-business telephone outsourcing company. We help small to medium business as well as startups, and really as a business accelerator is the words that we use for it. So, you know, we help companies that may have an existing team that needs some extra help, whether it be setting up qualified appointments or actually closing sales via the phone. We also work with some startups that are brand new to the industry, but we bring 9.5 years myself experience as well as my partner, and really a hands-on approach where you work with one of us day to day, and we really try to plug into your business and really understand how we can help make a positive impact in the shortest amount of time possible.
Now, I know we're running short on time, but can you just explain in general terms, I know you can't get specific, but can you explain in general terms how much this is going to cost that small business owner? Is it super expensive? It sounds kind of expensive to me.
Great question, Ray. And, you know, a lot of companies in our space, you know, they really don't, they look at more of a quantity versus quality. We use the expression that we bake in small batches. So we can be very inexpensive, from a cost perspective for a company to start up, where we can start with as little as one person and really currently grow and scale and build it from there. So thus having an opportunity to prove it before we require large investments of time or money.
Well, I have had some personal experience with your services through our network, and so far it's been excellent. So I can give you a personal endorsement in that regard. SOSSaleshelp.com. Go to the website, folks. If you're running a sales organization, need a little bit of help. I know when I was running sales organizations, I needed a lot of help in the lead generation, helping people close sales. SOSSaleshelp.com. Jason Siefkin. Jason, thank you so much. Let's do this again sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ray. It's been a pleasure.
All right. You have a great day. You know, I was a vice president of sales and marketing for a major company once upon a time, and I can't tell you how many sleepless nights I had. I mean, a lot of the time, I'd grab salespeople by the ear and say, okay, let's go, so I can teach you how to do this. It's so difficult, especially nowadays, because people are getting bombarded 8 ways from Sunday. Wouldn't it be nice if you went to the office on Monday morning and your assistant said, here are your 3 appointments for the day? Wow, wouldn't that be great? Instead of me having to, you know, hurt my knuckles banging on doors back when I was 24 years old and my wife and 2 kids were in the car eating their Wiener Schnitzel, because that's all I could afford. All right, time for some emails. Hit it, fellas. All right, now you're going to have to post them up on the screen so I can see them, because I don't have them in front of me. Here's John, the first one. I turned 70 and a half this year. Should I take my RMD now or wait until next year? Also, how is the RMD calculated? Okay, John, well, here is the deal. If you don't take the RMD, the required minimum distribution, this year, you'll have to take 2 required minimum distributions next year. The first one, this year's, you'll have to take by April 1 of 2018. And then by December 31, you'll have to take the second one. Now, many times that works out great because you're in a lower tax bracket in that year that you retire, and taking an extra, it's about a 4% first year cost, 3.67, I think is the number, of what your account balance is. Now, that's the way it's calculated. You go to the government table, you do the math, it's pretty simple. It's like 27.4 years. You divide that into the amount of money you have, and you come up with about 3.67% of the total. Call it 4%. So if you've got a $500,000 IRA, your required minimum distribution for this year would be about $20,000, and it'll be about the same number, slightly more, the next year. That's how it is calculated. You got to do it. If you screw this up, the penalty is 50% of what you were supposed to take. There are some ways around that penalty, but they ain't easy, and it's a pain in the fanny. John, thank you for the email. If you want to email me, go to RayLucia.com. Again, a special thank you to Jason Siefkin at SOSSaleshelp.com. Lynn Rowe, IWantMyLTC.com. Thank you all for tuning in. Go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio. BizTalk Radio.